Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us live on the award-winning Close Up Radio. A pleasure to have you here. Also, a pleasure to have our special guest, Beth Masterman, here of Masterman Executive Coaching Incorporated. She is the founder of the company, where she works with C-suite leaders, as well as emerging leaders and managers to help them find the clarity and confidence they need to succeed. No matter what her client brings to her and into the room, they always consider, how does that affect you at work? She helps people unbundle the issues that are impeding their flow, because successful leaders recognize there are many unknowns, and each level of leadership is a new paradigm, a new chapter they will have to engage with and to master as well. Beth is, she says she has always had an affinity for psychology and leadership and understanding human behavior. She has an MA in psychology and practiced law as an attorney in criminal and civil public law. Beth has worked as a general counsel in Massachusetts State Senate, as well as describing the experience as an education and leadership, group dynamics, influence, and really how to build coalitions necessary to execute one's vision. Beth is really helping her clients identify the issues that keep coming up for them at work. She uses her professional coaching skills as well as her psychology and legal training to help her clients feel safe as they probe deeper into how they experience their inner world and external work environment as well. The object is alignment, impact, and enjoyment. She says people often know what they need to do. The execution is what gets fraught. People can't help how they react emotionally. It's okay to be uncomfortable, anxious, and even afraid. The question is, what do you do with all of that discomfort? The website is mastermancoaching.com. That's M-A-S-T-E-R-M-A-N, and then the word coaching.com. We'll mention it again towards the latter part of the show, but live and direct from Lexington, Massachusetts, let's welcome our special guest, Beth Masterman. Beth, welcome to the show today. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you, Jim, and thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You are very, very welcome. Very fascinated by the work that you do. What first inspired you to want to delve into this kind of work, you know, in your own life's journey and taking a look at the things that have inspired you? What are some of those inspirations pointing you in the direction of wanting to be a coach?
What you'll find today with every coach is that we all have started somewhere else and have decided to deliver our professional services in a way that helps others. So coaches can come from finance, medicine, law, business, and have always felt as though they've played a certain role in all of those different positions. And executive coaching or just life coaching, all kinds of coaching has come on the scene. And it's a way to help others affect their desires in their lives to improve their performance. And so it's just an aptitude, an interest, a way of relating that I'm able to now provide professionally. It came from within.
Terrific. From within. Let's talk about Masterman Executive Coaching and some of the extraordinary work that you like to do. What's the process like?
Okay. Well, it requires somebody to understand the value of coaching, whether it's the individual or the organization. Coaching is not remedial. Coaching is a professional development benefit. It's an investment in your most valued employees, those that you think, as you mentioned, are emerging leaders. So individuals invest in their own development. or an organization will invest in that person. Once that decision has been made, then they're told, find a coach. Or the company will have vetted a group of coaches and the person will interview coaches. It's really important that as a client, you choose your coach. You have to be invested in the choice, and we're all a little bit different. So it starts when somebody reaches out to me and says, XYZ is my challenge. What do you do? How do you do it? And we have a conversation. It is the most important part of coaching is the coaching conversation itself. That's where we dig deeply into whatever the person brings to the session. But there are the intangibles, the type of rapport, the type of comfort that both the coach and the client will feel in talking about some of those issues. And then I do a variety of things depending upon what the person will bring. I provide some assessments. And again, as I said, the agenda of every session is really the client's agenda. It always starts with, so how would you like to use our time together? And then it ends with, what's your next step? And we go through a coaching conversation so that they leave each session with something tangible that they will do and some clarity.
Clarity is so important to really all of this, isn't it? It's a tremendous thing that sometimes we lose focus of the clarity, and that makes things a blur. And as you rise higher and higher towards that C-suite, it can get not only less clear, but lonelier and lonelier. The only person you can talk to is the CEO of your competitor, and she's not picking up the phone to talk to you about your concerns, right?
That's very, very true. A lot of the CEOs, or any leader really, feels somewhat vulnerable and cautious about what they can share, either because they're not comfortable sharing something or there are ethical and legal reasons why they can't share information. At the bottom, though, of it all, they're still human beings who are looking for fulfillment in their work and to be effective. It's just the stakes are a lot higher when you're in the C-suite or a senior management position.
Exactly right. Yes. You know, this experience to walk into, you know, that room and be uniquely qualified to coach the CEO of a company, what did you develop it? And the you know, obviously the integrity and the credibility that follows as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, as I said just a few moments ago, the client chooses the coach when it is done well. And through the initial conversation, we call it the chem check, the chemistry check. After you go through that and the potential client gets a clearer idea of what they want, they're able to articulate what their areas of concern are, if they choose me, that is where my greatest credibility comes from. Now, of course, I have an education to back up what I assert is my skill at this. I'm a lawyer. I have a master's in psychology. I went to excellent schools, and I have practiced in all of these areas. But given all of that, in a way, at a high level, everybody has qualifications. So the credibility comes from the chemistry. How quickly are they able to develop trust with the coach? How comfortable are they being able to discuss what is concerning them? And how well am I as the coach able to help them bring to the surface, to say the words, to feel the emotions that are hindering them or making them uncomfortable? So there's a little magic that goes on during the coaching session. And it's a certain set of skills. It's not just a conversation. It's a very particular set of skills that are developed through getting a certification and continuing education and a variety of other ways of honing those skills so that the conversations aren't just, you know, like you could have with a friend.
Right, exactly. You know, sometimes, too, they might even share things with you that they don't even share with their closest friends and loved ones, too. The website has the phrase, which I think is incredible, comfort with uncertainty. You know, sometimes we go into our comfort zone and we don't come out of it because we're afraid of the uncertainty. We're afraid of taking risks. We're afraid of the unknown. But really what coaching is all about, right? Comfort with uncertainty, helping one become comfortable with the uncomfortable. The uncomfortable sometimes is what really gets the blood flowing and challenges us, right, to take next steps.
Right. I don't know whether it's possible to be comfortable with discomfort per se, but you can develop a strategy around how you recognize your discomfort and how you stop that discomfort from taking over so that you're operating from discomfort. And through coaching, you can help the client develop skills to notice, as I said, notice quickly certain changes in their bodies, you know, their emotions, their heartbeat, their skin temperature. I mean, there are a lot of signals that let us know that something is getting dicey. If you can notice it quickly enough, there are ways to calm yourself down, pause, and think through what these challenges are that are coming on the horizon so that you can make the best decisions in the present. The future is always uncertain. It just isn't here yet. And even the past is a bit uncertain because it's so subject to interpretation. The only thing we have control over is right now. This conversation is the only thing that's real right now. And if you do the best job you can at managing what is happening now, then your future will be full of good decisions, calm decisions, clear decisions, and your past will too. So the challenge is, how do you stay in the present and broaden your perspective? Don't, you know, eliminate tunnel vision. Eliminate making decisions based on all that you can process at a time because you're too nervous to think about other things.
Yes, right, exactly. You know, bringing up an interesting point, too, as far as, and I think you're listing out some of the great answers to this question, but why would a CEO need a coach? Some people would assume, gee, they're the CEO. They've got all the resources, all the knowledge, all the, you know, expertise needed. They don't need assistant or help or mentorship or coaching or anything. They're at the top of the mountain. But and, you know, they've gotten far, maybe even without one. But having one is an extraordinary benefit in so many different ways because we all can use a coach. We can all use, you know, a listening ear and an empathetic, understanding person, right?
Absolutely. And everything you said is true. If you think about the way you asked that question, it was centered around how other people see that CEO or see that leader. Oh, they're so accomplished. They've done so well. Why would they need someone? They're at the top of their game. But it's really not about that for the CEO or leader that chooses to have the coach. It's about what's happening inside of this incredible person. They have gotten there in part because they know when things just aren't humming along, when the challenges are different, when, as a group of my colleagues and I say, when automatic pilot does not work anymore and you have to turn over to manual, and you're feeling a different quality to your interactions or your leadership. It's because those leaders who choose a coach are self-aware and still ambitious. They're still moving forward, that they recognize that they need an objective sounding board. they want a thought partner. They would like somebody to bring the skills to help them surface their brilliance around issues that they have not dealt with before. So a great leader is a self-aware leader, and regardless of what people perceive, will know when they need a bit of support, and that's when they'll turn to a coach.
Very important, and even coaches get coached too. Everybody can benefit from it. Humility also is the operative word, because we don't know what we don't know. We have to continually question our processes as well, right? Tell us about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, humility is a funny thing, and I recently read an article by Adam Grant, who speaks about Zelensky, not to get too political, but as a leader, he's demonstrated incredible empathy and humility around this leadership opportunity that has suddenly been served up to him. And humility takes tremendous courage and self-awareness, the ability to say to people around you, I don't know. You might be better at something than I am. And to be able to collaborate and ask for assists from people who might do something better than you do, and not to feel like it takes away from your greatness. And that's really what humility in leadership is. How do you do the best you can do by developing a team around you, empowering others to also give their best for a common goal? And you have to have the humility not to be too gluttonous around getting the credit for everything and saying, you're better at that than I am. You do that. And not feeling diminished by not being great at everything.
So incredibly important. Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talked a little bit in the beginning about the C-suite. Also, you were working with emerging leaders as well. Tell us a little bit about that. What makes them unique?
Mm-hmm. There's a lot being written now and researched now about adult development. I think most of us think about development in terms of the stages of child development. But there's a lot of work now on what happens to us as adults as we continue to grow. We never stop developing. In fact, some of the best news I learned when I was studying my coaching is that you're constantly creating new synapses in your brain. You're able to keep learning new things, you know, unless you have some sort of disease or you have no motivation to do so. So the difference between the emerging leaders and the C-suite, what I've noticed most, is really around development, around, as we just spoke about, humility, the ability to say what they don't know, to be challenged without getting defensive, to take on some of the new challenges like having direct reports, running teams, or facing pressure with confidence that they're to be able to trust their process. So I think, you know, that's what it's beginning to reveal itself to me as I continue to do this, that coaches help people grow, and managers need more growth. They need more perspective on themselves and on the business and on their leadership. And that's what coaches do. We coach the leader, not the problem. And people are just at different stages. Often they might think that they are ready to do more than they really are because they don't have the perspective of how difficult it is to move up to that next notch. And that's usually what I'm working with when I work with the emerging leaders. Does that make sense?
Important. Yeah, it really does. You know, each level of leadership, it's a new paradigm. It's a new chapter in one's life. and you have to engage to really confront it, right? How does the process of engagement actually begin?
Engagement for a leader in a new paradigm? Is that what you were saying?
Yeah. Hmm. Be able to really sort of understand that new chapter. In order to confront that new chapter, the new paradigm, you have to be engaged.
Well, a lot of it comes down to communication, and it really depends upon what the new position is requiring of you. So if you have a team, if you have direct reports, or you're running a department, it's really important to circulate, to get around and do the human thing. Introduce yourself, get to know the people, find out what everybody thinks they're there for, and stay on top of that kind of alignment, having the conversations that keep everybody moving in the right direction. And engagement is really motivation and caring that you're all going to achieve the goal together. Engagement comes from being recognized for what you do well, for being seen as a human being at work, and for feeling like you're part of something bigger than yourself. Even if you don't love what you do, you can still go to work and be engaged if you feel like you're making a contribution. And I think that's true on any level. A new CEO has got to get around and meet the people. A new team leader has to get to know who they're leading.
That's right. It's so important. Laser coaching is something else that you're involved in. That sounds kind of exciting. Tell us about laser coaching.
Yeah, laser coaching is really fun. It's basically stripped down. It's like the acoustic version of coaching. It is no more than 30 minutes. And on average, a coaching session is usually an hour. I do an hour to 75 minutes a session. So it's 20 to 30 minutes. And the person has to come to the meeting prepared. Sometimes people don't know why they're, you know, what to talk about at a session. But in a laser coaching session, you must come to the session knowing what issue you want to talk about. And then the coach and the client get right to it. And there are certain competencies that, certain competencies that are followed by a coach. I'm part of the International Coach Federation, and we practice by structuring our coaching with these competencies. And so in laser coaching, you really stick to the tried and true approach to helping a person identify their problem, understand what's in the way, understand where they are now, where they want to go, and what's the gap, what's the best way to fill that gap. So by the end of the 20 to 30 minutes, once there's that crisp clarity about that particular issue, and you say, okay, what did you get from this session? They let you know what they finally understand and what's your next step. Now, you don't expect to clean up the whole thing, but when you go back out and you take that next step, it's like a set of dominoes. One thing rolls into another, and then the person finds themselves in a different situation because they've broken through the logjam. And it's really fun. It's challenging for both the coach and the client, but it works.
That's great. I mean, it sounds really fascinating. Let's talk about the assessments that you use, too. How important are they to the work that you're actually doing, Beth?
I think assessments are great, and it's important if it's going to work with that particular client. I wouldn't say that every coaching engagement requires assessments, but if it fits in well, they're great. And so the assessments that I use, and there are lots of them. Mine are pretty well known. I do DISC, Myers-Briggs, Hogan, and 360s. A lot of coaches are certified in multiple assessments. And in trying to choose the ones that I've hung my hat on, I think that the best assessments are the ones that the coach relates to, because the bottom line is, how do you get a client to better understand themselves? And so it's in how well you debrief the results. And the results, I mean, they're not all that different across these various assessments. They're just packaged in different ways. And so as long as the coach is able to really get the message across to the client about who they are and how they're showing up today, then assessments are great. And so depending on the client, I try to figure out whether the Myers-Briggs, which everybody knows, introversion, extroversion, and other facets, they're very much a part of our popular culture now, or DISC, which was developed around workplace issues. And Hogan is kind of the Uber assessment that has a little bit of each. And 360 is very personalized and really a watershed moment for most clients. But I do think assessments are worthwhile, and that clients, if the results are served up with compassion and clarity, that clients definitely benefit.
Which is really, again, all part of the entire equation. So much of coaching is about really getting people to think about things in a huge way and in a new way they haven't anticipated or seen before, which is really fantastic. You're always working on some new exciting things. What are some things? We've got about a minute left, but what are some things that you're excited about new now that are coming up for Masterman Coaching? And the website is mastermancoaching.com, folks, mastermancoaching.com.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, there are a few new things that I'm excited about. One is that I am veering into family businesses, which are very complex. And I work with an organization called Milestone Business Advisors. And the model is you send in a business advisor and a coach, or a clinician or a coach. And we try to address the problem from a systems approach and a family-centered approach. So that I'm very excited about. I also work with senior-level women at Chief.com. Chief is this fantastic new association that is just for senior-level women. It's called Chief because the idea is to get women who are in leadership and keep them there. It's about the C-suite is the chief. So that's fun, and I run several groups of women leaders in that. I'm a guide, so it's a group coach. And I just have some fascinating people, incoming traffic, of different kinds of businesses or leaders that are looking to make to be as effective as they can be. And so I'm just really pleased with the kind of clients I'm attracting, and take it day by day.
That's it. That's what it's all about, and you do it beautifully. It's work that I know speaks to your heart, and it's work that matters greatly to you. And so, kudos to you for this extraordinary work that you do and why you do it. Again, I encourage folks to go to the website, mastermancoaching.com, to connect with our very special guest, Beth Masterman. She's been doing this for a long time. She's sort of skilled at it, loves what she does, and has lots of incredible success stories that she can share as well. Hopefully we'll get a chance to chat some more as well, Beth. This was truly a pleasure, and thanks for joining us on the show. The half hour went by in a New York minute.
It sure did. Thank you, Jim. I enjoyed it and appreciate it very much.
You are very, very welcome. Continued success for you, and thank you so much for spending all this time and sharing with us, and hopefully we'll expand some more. I look forward to that. MastermanCoaching.com is the website, everybody. Special guest, Beth Masterman, founder. She works with C-suite leaders as well as emerging leaders and managers to help them find clarity and confidence they need to succeed. This is your host, Jim Masters. Thanking you for your time. Stay back. I'll come back and stay right there. I'll be back. in just a minute with another great guest on Close Up Radio. Till then, for all of us, have a great day. Bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.